Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse News. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the craziest that happened in running this week. This week's stories include shots fired from an angry mountain biker, a snow rock update, and the San Juan Solstice 50 is canceled. One man is aiming for the most trips up the Manitou Incline at the base of Pikes Peak near Colorado Springs in 1 year. Greg Cummings is the former record holder of this title, actually at two different times, 601 trips back in 2010, and then 1,400 in 2014. Things have gotten a little nutty in recent years, and the record is now 1,719 trips in a year. That comes out to an average of 4.7 trips per day, every single day. That adds up to over 9,500 feet of vert every single day. Holy shit. Calculate that out, and we're talking over 3.4 million feet of vert in a year. I honestly have no words. I didn't know people were doing this kind of stuff. Okay, back to Greg. The 61-year-old local has been averaging over 5 summits a day since January 12th, sometimes carrying a hard bristle broom to sweep snow off the steps as he ascends. Now, all of this was as of a mid-March article. I found Greg on Strava, and he stopped posting his daily insane runs sometime in March. Does anyone know if Greg is okay and if he's still on track? Comment below. Or call me. Something. Don't make plans for June of 2021. Rumor has it, the Comrades Marathon, the largest ultra in the world, will be doubling its capacity for that single year for the race's 100th anniversary. The event normally switches directions each year, from an up to a down and vice versa, but it looks like the race will run in the down direction for both 2020 and 2021 to celebrate the milestone, as the very first Comrades was a down year. The capacity of the race is to be set at 34,000 runners for the approximately 89-kilometer race, and I, for one, hope to be there. A road race. It's great. Snow Rock 2019. The saga continues. After last week's report, we have some more updates. Not only has Silverton and the surrounding area been hit with more snow, but the snow water equivalent numbers are back on the rise. This is all not good news for the race, and there's a serious possibility of the event being canceled due to the high snow and uncertainty of avalanche damage. The event was canceled only once due to snow, back in 1995. I for one hope they don't cancel, even if it means a couple less aid stations and limited course markings. They don't call it Wild and Tough for nothing. Plus, in the annual runner manual, the run itself says it is a tribute to the old-time miners who endured cold, snow, avalanches, hunger, and a host of other hazards to eke out a living in these mountains. Of course, we live in modern times and more has to be considered. According to Dale Garland, race director, in a press release distributed this week, they will still be monitoring the magic 23-inch snow water equivalent number, but will also take into account the avalanche issues and will make an ultimate decision within the first 2 weeks of June on whether or not there will be a 2019 Hard Rock. Ski mountaineer Killian Jornet is probably bummed to see the current course conditions since he withdrew from the event earlier this month. These conditions seem like they would really suit him well. Not that a dry course wouldn't for the multiple-time winner. And this just in regarding another race in the San Juans, the San Juan Solstice or Lake City 50. It's canceled as of today's filming, according to their Facebook page. This is mainly due to danger of flooding after a record number of avalanches this winter. And it's not just the race, but the entire town that's in danger of flooding, which has been declared in a state of disaster. Thoughts for the town as they prepare for the upcoming melt-off, which could peak right around the race would have been held. If you are in the area and can help, Hinsdale County is seeking volunteers to fill sandbags and such. Shots were fired from an upset grumpy mountain bike rider, Mark Peruzzi, who by day is a journalist and freelance writer for Outside Magazine. He felt compelled to incite some hatred against the trail running community, whom he feels does not do their fair share of trail work and trail building. The article was set up in a way to rile up the masses and create a divisive conflict by going as far as calling all those who traverse trails on foot as parasites and deadbeats, as if mountain bikers are the only ones who build trails. Give me a break, bro. So, if I rifle through some of the bullshit clickbait, his main point is that mountain bikers do more trail work than runners or hikers. Now, I don't know if there's any real data to back that up, but yes, the International Mountain Biking Association does have an entire arm dedicated to trail building, but they kind of need to do that. Mountain biking by nature requires more trail work than simply running or hiking. Trails that are overgrown, have fallen trees, or are too steep and technical are simply unrideable for the masses of mountain bikers, while actually remaining quite fun and challenging for trail runners. I, for one, don't want every trail to be manicured and too easy. At the end of the day, I'm happy the conversation of trail work is making headlines, and if you are a trail runner who hasn't done any trail work, I encourage you to get involved. You could even find your local chapter of IMBA to join the cause even if you don't bike. I don't think we need to wear a specific hat to help or be able to enjoy the trails, but yes, it is extremely rewarding and will make you appreciate what we have to get outdoors and enjoy ourselves. Now we go to AJizzleWizzle for a few more thoughts.
Hey, Outhouse Nation! It's AJizzleWizzle checking in from the Beast Coast. Hope everybody's enjoying a great Memorial Day weekend and getting out there and doing some trail work and some running and just enjoying the outdoors. And on the topic of trail work, I assume most of you in Outhouse Nation have read the recent article by Outside Magazine referring to trail runners as parasites and deadbeats. I mean, there might be a few parasites and deadbeats in the trail running world, but most of the people I know are not. And I know people in Western States and Hard Rock and over in Europe and in Asia and literally around the world who cherish their trails and build bridges and water bars and everything else. So I'm not sure we're parasites and deadbeats, but we'll leave that to the opinionators. In the meantime, get out and do some work and have a great time from the Beast Coast. AJizzleWizzle.
Thanks for that, AJW. Now for some race results. The Massanutten Mountain Trails 100 took place in Virginia with Sheila Vibert winning the women's race in 24:08. While Eddie Pantoja was the men's winner in 21:02. Some more Beast Coast news, the Cruel Jewel was not quite as cruel after those reroutes we talked about this past week, which were supposedly in pretty poor conditions as the runners made their way across for the first time, according to reports. Allison Kirk was your women's champ in 28:47, while Paul Terranova took the men's win in 25:02. Next up, we head back to Ireland for another FKT on the Wicklow Round. This time, it was absolutely smashed. Last we reported on this one, Shane Lynch had barely edged out Paddy O'Leary's time, but just 4 minutes. Well, Gavin Byrne just took well over an hour off their times, finishing in 15 hours, 4 minutes, and 30 seconds. Just incredible. Cue up Killian. Where you at? Speaking of rounds, which have been getting a lot of press lately, check out this project by 15th Barclay finisher John Kelly. A recent transplant to the UK, John will be shooting to complete each of the UK's major rounds, Paddy Buckley, Bob Graham, and Charlie Ramsey, in under 24 hours apiece, while also biking in between each with an overall nonstop goal to get it done in under 100 hours. We'll be back with how he did in a couple weeks. Danny Filipic just completed a 340-mile run across Michigan in 8 days, raising awareness and funds for survivors of domestic and sexual violence. Kudos for attempting such a feat, and if you want to support her cause, check out the links below or go to her social media pages. Ever wondered what Killian is capable on the roads? Some have speculated what he could do in the marathon, maybe a 210, but it doesn't appear to be on his radar. But apparently a 5K was, because he did run one this last week, 15 minutes 20 seconds, just 8 seconds over the course record. Not surprising. This final story is about the annual World Championship of Outhouse Races. That's a thing. This takes place each year in Virginia City, Nevada. The 30th annual will be October 5th of this year, and I really, really want to go. To enter, teams of three push an outhouse down Main Street. Looks like a pretty happy time. And with that, thanks for tuning in to episode 146 of Outhouse News. The show would not be possible without the support of our Patreon contributors, who help with the production of this show each week. Join the Patreon crew at the link below for as little as $2 per month. Huge shout out to our $50 level supporters, Squirrels Nut Butter, Brian Sands, and Park City Running Company, as well as our $25 level supporters, Renee Feint, Casey Carter, and Jeff Holbrook. Love you guys. Thanks for checking out the show, and we'll see you next time. If you have crazy stories to share or a question or feedback for the show, please leave a comment below. And finally, if you'd like to own this custom pair of Jam Jam's beer sunglasses, complete with a signed certificate of authenticity, check out the link in the description. Have a week.